We're joined on the Mid-Morning Market Report now by Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson to take a look at these numbers. Good morning to you, Jackie.
Well, good morning, Todd.
Let's talk a little bit up front about the report that's due out at 11 o'clock Central Time from USDA this morning. Go through the expectations again for me from the trade, please.
Sure. For corn, they're expecting 1.739 billion. They've got a range of 1647 to 1850, very wide range, actually. For beans, 205, range is 165 to 250. And for wheat, 2,149,000,000. The range is 1987 to 2285. So you can see that there isn't not a lot of agreement even on where we're supposed to be, especially on the corn and the wheat number, because the range is just reflecting, I guess, the lack of commitment to one way or the other.
Just for some quick clarification, USDA oftentimes in this report will make some adjustments to last year's soybean crop production figures. That's because it usually has enough information to make everything balance. It has both the credits and the debits, or the total usage numbers. However, they've been having to use NOPA crush as opposed to something that came from an official government source. Will that cause some differences in the way they go about that today, do you suppose?
Well, I think it can. There's no question about it. You know, that this report has been a point of contention and a volatile report the last number of years. We've at least kind of narrowed down. They do now ask the processor if he used any new crop corn in place of old crop corn. They never used to do that, and they don't tell us what the answer is, you know, in that respect, but at least they have some type of guidance, you know, and rather than coming out with some kind of crazy high number and then knowing that a bunch of new crop was used in place of old crop, we now have something that's more stable the last couple of years. But, you know, the thing I think that's interesting is when you look at these average guesses, that would say that the farmer's holding 12.2% of the corn crop versus 8.9% last year, and 5.2% of the bean crop versus 2.7% last year. So, you know, those numbers are already in the market. And so if we come in anywhere close to this, I would have to say it probably would be a very dull market or a very dull reaction. And I think the bears might want to take advantage of it. You know, we're rallying pretty strong here ahead of the market or ahead of the report. And so I think that in itself, it could be maybe a 10-minute report. You know, in other words, we get a reaction to it, and then we go right back on to, you know, what the bean harvest is looking like and what the corn harvest is looking like.
Did you back figure the on and off farm numbers in some way, or are they released along with the average trade guesses?
No, I back figure them. I look at what we had for carryout last year versus what the size of the crop is, because that's basically what the percentage would be. And so, no, that's not released at all. That's something I do on my own.
Okay, but the on and off farm are, of course, a part of the USDA grain stocks report. Just for those who are interested, this morning I did send out an email newsletter. So if you haven't checked that on your smartphone, I know you're in the field probably. Go ahead and do that. Numbers will be there. They're already in your smartphone. You can just open it up, and I'll try to get that updated as quickly after 11 o'clock Central Time. Should update automatically. So right even in the email, the chart that you have should be there. That chart is also posted to our willag.org website, and will include both the on and off farm stocks numbers along with the quarterly grain stocks numbers for corn, soybeans, and wheat. Just one of the things we try to do, and of course I'll post it to my Twitter account at Commodity Week. So all of those things are happening. You really think that the bears might take advantage of this today? Is that right?
Well, I do. I do. I think that I guess I would have to say, especially on the beans, because we continue to hear better and better bean numbers, you know, even coming out of Indiana, coming out of Illinois. In fact, one of our guys north of Champaign said on his water damaged land, he got 65. For beans on undamaged land, he got 85. And so some of the numbers coming out are pretty amazing. I talked to one of the guys from Nebraska this morning, a solid 80. They're done. And so something like they've never seen before. You know, so I think that if the bears are going to step in, that's probably the area they're going to step in, unless we see some big adjustment coming out of the USDA that would give us a big surprise on this report.
Anything we ought to know of related to China? I was thinking, am I right that next week they're on holiday? Is that correct? So we won't see
Yes.
any. Yeah.
Right.
So shouldn't
Yeah, they
expect.
actually go on holiday already tomorrow. You know, they start tomorrow and they go through next week Wednesday.
So we shouldn't expect to see anything in the way of purchases from them, I suppose.
Well, you know, it's really funny because we've seen purchases over the years during the holiday, which I've always thought was odd, but you would expect that we wouldn't see that. Yeah, you're exactly right.
And then, of course, I recall from conversations with you and others last week that they have adjusted down 10% their internal price of corn. And I was reading today that that has a direct impact on their, and obviously it would, but on one of their largest corn processors in the nation, and they expect a 10% increase in usage there.
Right. Now that dial down starts the 1st of November, so it hasn't gone into place yet, but it does begin the 1st of November, and they're only running at about a 40% capacity right now, primarily because it really hurt a lot of their local processors. So they are expecting that could increase, but that's for usage of local corn, you know. So it's going to be interesting to see if it's going to be enough. You know, that's the key. I'm not sure dropping the price from $8.80 down to $8 would be enough to get our guys to do too much, but you just never know. On the backside, you don't know how much they're being subsidized by the government either to be able to say this is what's happening.
And then finally, very quickly, can you talk just a bit about the cattle market for me? They've had some real volatile times.
I kind of wondered if you were ever going to get to it. And it's been crazy. I mean, we were down $4 earlier this morning on feeders, and you know, the $3 limit on live cattle, and then came back to positive, and now we're back to negative again. And I think a lot of this, Todd, is related to the end of the quarter and the end of the month. You know, this is always the hard part about having this particular report on this day, because there's so many other things that are happening right now, and one of those is, of course, end of the quarter, end of the month. And so I think we've seen just an immense amount of movement going on in the cattle market, outside money movement. In other words, you know, we've pulled in our wings when we thought something was happening with Germany and Volkswagen. We've come back in and we've done some other things. Now we've gone the other way. And so it'll be nice to see once what tomorrow, as October 1st, actually brings us in that market. We have to remember, you know, the current futures price on October is $10 below where the cash market actually is. And in talking with some of the cash people, they're saying, you know, this has been a great opportunity for us because guys have gotten scared and they've sold, you know, which they wouldn't have otherwise. But ultimately, the situation as far as the number of feeder cattle that are out there in the countryside really hasn't changed very much.
Hey, thanks so much. We'll talk with you this afternoon and go through all the numbers as they're released from USDA.
Sounds like a deal. Thank you. Talk to you soon.
That, of course, is Jackie Vick. She's with Stuart Peterson. Joins us on the Mid-Morning Market Report here from Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbanum. We're coming up on the top of the hour. It's 10 o'clock in the Central Time Zone. A quick look at the numbers in Chicago show us feeder cattle down 87.5 cents, live cattle down $2.42.5, and lean hogs are up 80 cents. The corn futures are up about 4 for the day, soybeans up around 10 cents, and wheat futures just about a penny, penny and a half lower on the morning. The weather forecast tells us that we're on our way to a high of 67 degrees under sunny skies. Find us online at willag.org.